USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The final report from the House Intelligence Committee accuses President Trump of abusing his power. It alleges a scheme by President Trump to coerce an ally to solicit foreign election interference. Republican Congressman Ben Klein reacts to the 300-page document being released less than 24 hours before the Judiciary Committee begins their impeachment proceedings.
I am finally in possession of the 300-page report from the Intelligence Committee. As a member of the Judiciary Committee, we have to have a hearing on this tomorrow. It's a sham. It's an outrage. The American people should be very outraged at this travesty of justice that's occurring.
The Virginia Republican speaking there on Fox News. And your final numbers on Wall Street, a down day as the Dow lost 280 points to close at 27,503. This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Voting on a new UAW contract for Fiat Chrysler workers could start as early as this Friday. A tentative agreement was reached on Saturday, and on Wednesday, union leaders will meet in Detroit to decide whether or not to send the contract to rank and file for a vote. That new high-tech TV you bought might just be spying on you. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
This is not a conspiracy theory. This comes from the FBI, which is warning that smart TVs with internet connections and facial recognition capability are vulnerable to hacking. And even without a hack, that technology could allow the manufacturer and app developers to keep an eye on you. A malicious actor could do everything from change your channels to spy on what you do and say when you're near your TV. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
There's talk in Washington, D.C. that President Donald Trump may not be impeached, but rather censured by the House of Representatives. And according to Florida former Attorney General Pam Bondi, who's now serving as special advisor to Trump for the impeachment, she says that would not be a good idea by Democrats.
The president did nothing wrong. Censure is not acceptable. How can it be when you did nothing wrong? This process has been a sham from the beginning. The president did everything right, and they continue to attack us every day. You know it. The American people know it. And now what do they want to do this week? They want to bring in a bunch of academics to pontificate on whether or not the president did anything wrong. That's not going to fly with our lawmakers. It's not going to fly with the American people. And we will continue to go on the offense. This is a sham of a proceeding, and we're not going to accept it.
Oshkosh police say a school resource officer shot a 16-year-old student after being stabbed. Oshkosh Police Chief Dean Smith describes what they believe happened early in the investigation.
It was determined that there was an altercation at the SRO's office between the officer and a 16-year-old student. Initial reports saw that the student produced a weapon and stabbed the officer, at which time the officer fired on the student, striking the student one time.
It was the second straight day that a school resource officer shot a student during a confrontation at a Wisconsin high school. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.